Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo. Cambridge 105 Radio.
A groundbreaking initiative with a £500,000 investment fund dedicated to helping UK businesses get China ready has been launched in Cambridge by global online platform Crayfish.io. Ting Zhang is the founder and CEO of Crayfish. She is with us this morning. Good morning. Welcome to Cambridge Breakfast.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So when you say China ready, what do you mean?
Well, we mean that culturally, you need to understand the Chinese culture is very different. Mm. Doing business in China is different. And also to have the resources ready, because China is a big market to tackle. And that means you have to have enough money to explore the market, but also have the right kind of people to help.
Are there particular kinds of businesses that you're looking for? I'm thinking, first of all, the types of businesses that might be here in Cambridge, but also actually those businesses which the China is looking for and wants particularly to do business with.
Exactly, 100% right. So in Cambridge here, we have a lot of tech companies in medical, healthcare, but also in technology. And so that are all good or very welcome by the Chinese investors we work with. But also there are a lot of requirement in China for like environment technology, new materials, etc. So there, as long as the technology have a good application and has a wide market, then there's a good market in China.
And the investors, are they Chinese government or individuals, businessmen and businesswomen already in China who might be running their own businesses there already?
The investor we work with are Chinese individuals who are very successful businessmen, women, and but the fund is actually a UK licensed fund we work with,
right?
Because the money already be here to be deployed.
Okay, so they're putting the money into the fund, and then who gets to decide as to where it goes?
The fund decide. The fund is actually called a UK enterprise, Chinese enterprise. It's a partner we work with. We call them anchor investor, and this is in our Crayfish Accelerator initiative, where we would screen the companies and the investor would have the final say. We already have a number of applications through, and it's very exciting times.
Have you got an example maybe of one which is you've already picked up on and helped with some investment?
Yes. For example, we have a Cambridge PhD student who just finished the PhD, set up a new company and to tackle the outdoor coating, painting problems, and so that it won't be rotted. And it's a very
You don't have to paint quite so often, is that the idea?
Yes, okay. Yes. And but this is for industrial, big industrial use, like a wind turbine.
Oh, right. So I was instantly thinking about my garden fence, and it's not nothing of the sort. It's the turbines you see scattered around.
It's probably too expensive for you just to outside the house.
Well, it sounds like you do a good job, if nothing else.
So that is, again, it's already got Cambridge University funding. You know, it's a very young, dynamic team, but with experienced advisors. So for our initiative for the Crayfish Accelerator, for the fund of the particular investor we are working with, it cannot be just a concept, an idea. It needs to have a prototype, a product that's ready to sort of produce, to launch.
So the product is maybe, or the company is maybe already producing something, or is just on the verge of producing something. It doesn't... it needs to be a bit more than on the drawing board stage by the sounds of things.
Yes, it needs to be ready to be produced so that it can be taken, sort of fairly quickly into the market. Not necessarily go into China immediately, but for the business to be able to take off.
Mm-hmm. We're covering the news again this morning coming out of Hong Kong, and I wonder if there's a danger that sort of news might put investors off, not knowing sort of the kind of direction that the Chinese government might take in the future.
Well, Well, not as far as I can see. It's very unfortunate what's happening in Hong Kong, and I am also watching, you know, sort of how it goes, and hope that the situation will be, you know, improving without further damage to the Hong Kong people's life, but also the, you know, the economy. And I think overall, as far as I can see, the interest for doing business in China has not been reduced. In fact, it has been further sort of increased because the uncertainty, what's happening with Brexit and non-deal, everything.
Well, that's the other thing, of course. You know, we've got our own political issues to deal with. Is there an opportunity post-Brexit where this sort of investment from China might increase, perhaps as an overall trade deal out of which Cambridge companies, particularly you mentioned, I guess, industrial, but also we discussed pharmaceutical and the tech sectors as well?
Definitely. Because, whether deal or no deal, there will be more trade with China because in terms of size of the market, China is similar to Europe. But, of course, there's only one single entry in terms of customs.
And it's a bit further away as well, isn't it?
Sounds more exciting,
yeah,
I guess. But, of course, it's never a low-hanging fruit. That's why crayfish were here to help navigate the sort of difficulties of trading overseas in a different culture. And particularly, you know, for companies who have never, you know, sort of exported oil to the East, it is very different. So to position a company well enough for the market in terms of resources, in terms of strategy, that's very important. That's why we call China ready.
So if I'm a business and I'm thinking, yeah, okay, I'd like to explore the Chinese market, what's the next step for me?
I think first they really should look at, you know, do some research and talk to people, whether the advisors or whether people already done that. And also really just to go online, do some search to see what are other similar products in China, you know. Is there a market, first thing? And second, how do I do that? Who do I work with? You know, how am I going to fund that? Of course, they're always welcome to talk to us, crayfish. We're just in Cambridge, and we are there always to, you know, help and navigate that uncertainties.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Ting, for coming in and chatting to us this morning. We kind of have to ask you, because we're talking a lot about schools this morning. What was your first day at school like? Was presumably that might have been in China.
Yes, that's a long time ago. In China, children go to school at age of 7, but and my brother was 7 when he started school, and my mother was working, my dad was in a different place, and so I had nowhere to go, so I had to go to my brother with my brother, and I was the one that's crawling on the floor and playing. Everyone else was listening, but I actually did much better in terms of study than my brother.
I guess
when
you
2 years paid off.
Yes,
that's brilliant. I kind of like that. Take your younger sister or brother to work or to school. That's great. Ting, thank you very much. Ting Zhang, who is the founder and CEO of Crayfish, and that takes us to 18 after 8. Cambridge 105 Radio.